Part of your access program work requires you to outline a proposed action, which is a formed plan whereby you need to set out aims and objectives in order to carry out your research. Your proposal has to be a funneled idea. By funnel, I'm referring to the following example. If you were to look at drugs in sport, you would be required to funnel that idea because drugs in sport would be a far too broad topic to actually research. Therefore, you might look at any specified type of drug. You would look at the type of sport. You would also focus on the type of athlete. So assessing steroid abuse or use of steroids amongst weightlifters in a gymnasium setting would be more specified than looking at drugs in sport. In order to establish a good proposal, one would assume that the student has done their background research. Background research is important because through the background research, you can find A, what research has been already performed in that area, B, provide future avenues from that research to your own research and beyond, C, previous research is a detailed account of something, therefore you could use that as your evidence to support your own. Based on your aims and objectives and effective research output, you could formulate a good research proposal that would support you in your subject settings. One must consider the proposal like a brainstorm. You start with an idea and you funnel it down to a specified topic. Once you've done that, you collate background research, or you could collate the research first before forming the proposal. It can work differently for different people, so you should know your own style. And based on those components, you can then outline your research proposal, which should have a title with an idea that then forms the title, an introduction with a bit of background towards what you are assessing, a methodology to report how you will be carrying out the research. This methodology could be quantitative or qualitative in nature, or could be a mixture of both. Quantitative is mainly numbers and data formed through questionnaires, and qualitative commonly is used through interviews to provide more raw data. A mixture of both approaches is also applicable to your research. You should also formulate proposed references to the types of results you are expecting and an action plan of how you will carry out each stage step by step. So the key components for a proposal are the idea and title, bit of background research that can be formed in an introduction, a methodology of how you will carry it out, the results section of what you are expecting or hoping to expect, perhaps, and finally, a summarized point of an action plan which details everything that you're about to embark on. So this audiobook is related to your research proposal. Thank you for listening.